Yes, Sirski.
Here.
What's going on, King?
Hold up. Look. This week we're gonna have to revisit the because I'm having a little technical difficulties. My air horns are not working. They're slow as fuck right
now. So. It's all Gucci, man. You got me feeling, I don't know, I'm feeling like on a great high right now because of the conversation that we just had on Instagram Live. And so those who are not really familiar, we just started doing lives right before we do the podcast every Tuesday, usually around what time, like 6:30-ish?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so if you have the bandwidth to, man, really just jump in on the chat, comment section, or even if you want to chop it up, have a conversation with us on live, like, just let us know. You know what I'm saying? Like, just request and we'll tap you in. And so just kind of bringing it back to the pod, bro, we were talking about leadership. We were talking about taking a woman's last name. What else did we talk about? We talked about a multitude of things live. So
talked about the playoffs a little bit.
Yeah, playoffs. So I'm actually elated. I'm actually excited to jump into this podcast episode because really, honestly, bro, my energy, and this is kind of segueing into our mentals. I don't know. My energy's kind of been a little bit all over the place. I've been riding this high of positivity and optimism. But I don't know. I feel like the past 3-4 days for me has just been a little bit hectic and interesting, to say the least. You know, I just moved out of my apartment. I've been there for almost 5 years. So right. I guess just kind of reflecting on, you know, my highs and lows there. And moving takes a lot out of you physically, mentally, emotionally. So I'm glad that I have new scenery, new space, new fresh air. It honestly feels good, bro.
Right. Yeah. So how are you? You said, you know, saying your mental is a little everywhere. How are you decompressing? How are you dealing with the, you know, I wouldn't even say stress, but like, you know.
I mean, really the way I've been decompressing over this past week is just taking a break from the world. So sometimes I catch myself doom scrolling on social media and I completely get out of that. So watching a good movie, talking to one of your friends on some, like, just chopping it up. You know, y'all go to grab some food, go grab a bite to eat. Y'all just kicking it. Like, really just having those therapeutic conversations have helped me. And here I am today, bro, talking to you. So I think this is really the thing that keeps me not even just motivated, but just keeps me sane, right? Because if I didn't have a platform, I don't know where I would be mentally right now over the past 3 years. Just being able to speak freely, chop it up with you and talk about, what's going on with us and what's going on with the world.
I got you. Now that's definitely paramount to get out of that doom scrolling and just like free your mental and I'm saying be open to receiving. But I got you though. That's a good way to start it off.
I'm not trying to be too emotional on the intro. But again, bro, I really enjoy expressing gratitude to you, bro. Like when I think of Trey, or when I think of Scott talking about the podcast, I marvel who you are, bro. Like, you always inspire me each and every week to go harder, to really just chop it up and have these honest conversations. Anytime we chop it up, bro, we talking about managing ambiguity. We're talking about all the negativity and how to overcome it, right? Yeah. We talked about not wanting it more than somebody else. Like, it's just a lot of conversations that we have behind closed doors that people really don't know. But it just makes it so unique because we're able to correlate and translate those conversations that we have onto our platform without it making it sound like super production-like and we put this all together. This is really us. This is one take over here.
Facts. Big facts. Nah, I appreciate that love, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know how we rocking. We gonna always rock like that because we've been knowing each other for what? Over a decade now?
Long, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's always progression. It's always, you know what I'm saying, love. It's always, you know, just trying to, I guess, like, be that rock for your people. You know what I mean? That's all it is. I appreciate the flowers, but bro, I do this shit because I love you, man. I do this shit because it's in me. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be who I am if I wasn't what I am to my people. So that's nothing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't even need your flowers. But yeah, man.
How's your mental this week? You know, as we're approaching halfway through June. Crazy because it just felt like our first June episode was 2 days ago. Right? We're damn near halfway through June. So how you feeling, bro?
I'm tired as hell. I will say that. Like, I've been doing nothing but working, running around, doing a lot of writing. But I can't complain, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we pray for. That's what we ask for. So, like, outside of, like, my physical being a little drained, like, my mental is on the up and up. Like, I'm in good spirits when it comes to, like, my professional life, my social life, and shit. I'll even go on the ledge and say my romantic life, low-key. But, you know, we getting there. It's a day-to-day thing. So it's always something new.
Right. And I guess with that said, bro, we'll go ahead and introduce this thing. So peace and love, peace and serenity, peace and blessings. What's going on, world? It's Trey.
And it's Scott checking back in this thing, man.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Bro Chillians podcast, episode 154.
154, bro. That's crazy, dog. 154.
And we'll be remiss if we didn't shout out the first timers.
The last timers.
And the in-betweeners.
For coming back, man. Week after week, showing much love, however you do it, whether it is liking, sharing, commenting, subscribing. Turning that pro. Blah. I can never say this shit right.
Come on. That post notification. You're supposed to get it.
I'm supposed to. I'm fucked up. But you know what I'm saying, yeah, we appreciate however you show love, you know what I'm saying, week after week, because without y'all, it would be no us. You know what I'm saying? And we do this for us, but we do it for y'all too. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Hey,
listen, this is not their first time here. They've already heard. They already know who we are. They already know how we feel. Like, they already know. They already know what time it is.
We got some new stragglers, though. You know what I'm saying? We got some. Our numbers been going up. We got some ones that's trying to jump on the wave a little bit. You know, right. Trying to be right. A part of the crew.
For sure, they loving the crew.
Oh yeah, come on, Ron. Come on.
But yeah, bro. With that being said, man, we can jump right into it. Kind of correlating off what we were talking about on IG Live onto the pod. Mm-hmm. My first question or first topic that I wanted to bring up on the pod this week was leadership. And I was expressing, or we were both expressing our sentiments on what it feels like or what it is, or, you know, the qualities of what a leader should have. So let me ask you again, bro, what do you think a leader is, and what do you think some of the qualities of a leader are?
Right. So I'm gonna try to give the same answer that I did on live. If I don't, I apologize. Just go.
You can give a synopsis, bro. Like, it's really cool.
So I said, your confidence for one. How you wear your confidence. How you wear, you know what I'm saying, your morale and your character as a leader is very important, because you want the people that you are teaching to, you know, emulate as much as you can. And with that, it's like you'll always be tested. You'll always be tried by whoever, just because, you know what I'm saying, they want to know that you know what the fuck you're talking about. They want to know that you're somebody worth following. So depending on how you handle those battles and how you wear it on the outside and what people perceive you as, is very important, for one. For two, I would say consistency. Like, you being very consistent in how you lead and how you, you know what I'm saying, in everything, how you speak, how you lead, how you teach, just keeping that same level of consistency will definitely implore a certain respect, not only, but a certain perception that will rub off on them, but at the same time, rub off on you. Right. And then three, I think is, what I say? Oh, being teachable. You know what I'm saying? Because there will always be somebody, maybe younger than you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe older than you. But when you're in that leadership role, if you're not teachable to an extent, you know what I'm saying? You won't learn the new ways of today. You won't learn how to stay relevant in the teaching realm. So somebody can offer you, you know what I'm saying, a better outlook on how to do something. There's never not one way to getting to a solution or you know what I'm saying, delivering a message. There's never not one way. So if you are able to soak that up and be teachable to an extent, it'll make you an even better leader, in my opinion.
I'm in concurrence 1,000%, yeah. Brother. Like when I think of a leader, I think about a few things, right? For one, it's communication. It's one thing communicating to somebody individually, but when you're having to get your message across a team of people, let alone a whole entirety population of people, it's a whole different thing, right? So being able to communicate efficiently and getting everybody on the same page, not just in a professional manner, but on a personalized manner too, because again, it's important for you to build that camaraderie, build that rapport with your team. So I think, you know, being a leader, that's just one of those facets. Another thing that comes to mind when I think of a leader is versatility, right? Being able to help out on all aspects of the business. And for me and you, bro, I look at both of us as a leader, man. We have to learn on the fly each and every week when it comes to this day and age of social media, podcasting world. Like, this is still favorably new, depending on who you're asking. And, you know, us becoming leaders, like, we've had to step up and do our own edits to our videos or do edits to when it comes to our podcasts or posting stuff. Like, this is all organic, 100% growth of what we've developed to this point. And so, you know, I think versatility speaks volumes. And then the third thing is the mentorship aspect. Everybody wants to talk about the journey. And the two things during that journey that people talk about the most is the journey or the end result when they're at the top. And so I'm sure you've heard, it gets really lonely at the top. Or when I hit the top, it was just like I had nobody to look to the left or right to. It's because you didn't mentor anybody, right? You didn't bring your people amongst your come up. And so not only do you speak life into your people when it comes to mentorship, they will follow suit and speak life to the next upcoming people when it comes to after them. I think just that mentor at that aspect of just letting everybody know that it's not just an individual sport when it comes to being a leader or when it comes to leadership in general. But yeah, that's all I really have for that first topic.
Let me ask you a question then, real quick. On this mentoring topic, do you feel like it's better to be one of those that gets to where you need to get to in life first and then try to double back and help your people? Or do you take them along for that learning process that you're going on as well at the same time? Like, which way would you handle it?
Me personally, I'm taking them through the trenches during my process also. Like, I want to see you win too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like, depending on if we're talking about corporate America, we're talking about a job, a 9-to-5, of course, you know, I always want to get the position before the next, like, to
right.
But at the same time, if it doesn't come to fruition and the universe tells me, you know, this position is not for me, that I don't end up getting it, I'm okay with that also. I'm not bitter. I'm not sour. I'm not in my feelings about it. If anything, I'm going to be the first one to applaud you, bro. It's the equivalent to, again, me and you might be on opposing teams when it comes to basketball. We're in the finals. We all want to win the championship. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that I don't want to see you win, but I want to win too. And so at the end of the game, regardless of the result and result of the series, we're going to dap each other up and it's all love and I'll see you in the offseason. But again, once we step on that floor, we're gladiators. We're going against each other. So again, it's a little bit of that balance of that healthy competitiveness. But at the same time, just the camaraderie of seeing you commending somebody and you seeing them want to go up to that level with you, bro. And so that's just always my foundation of what I've set myself on. So I don't know. I just wanted to just kind of pick your brain, and to the others listening, y'all can feel free to chime in, hit our DMs, hit our messages. Let us know what y'all define a leader or leadership is.
So I had to ask just because like, I don't have an answer for that. Like, I don't know. Like, I know like in my heart what I would want to do. But like in terms of like what's the, I guess, like technically right way to go about it, I don't know, because I was watching I forgot what it's called, but it's the it's a podcast. In fact, Joe was speaking on it and he was basically saying how like for a lot of people, individuals and groups, like there has to be that one that goes alone and does it alone so that he can bring back to the table and feed. Because oftentimes what happens is when there's a group and one may be outshining, one may be leading the pack, one or a couple of the others may get a little jealous and they may get that, you know what I'm saying, pick me mentality type shit, when in reality, all it takes is for that one to win and then, you know what I'm saying, bring back the gems and kind of disperse that among the team. That's why I ask, because I don't know which one is really a better way to get it done. But
I mean, bro, I don't think it's necessarily a wrong answer when it comes to leadership, because there are plenty of leadership styles and everybody's just different. You know, one leader may be super visionary, the other one may be super coaching, or it might be transactional, or it might be participative or pace setting. So it really just depends on your leadership style. I guess it just depends on the area or scope of who you're leading. Also, that depends. So I don't think it's necessarily a wrong answer. I think everybody does have a different answer, though, when it comes to being a leader and leadership tendencies and that kind of thing. But I don't think it's necessarily a wrong answer, bro.
Okay. That's cool. All right. Yeah, that was my little snippet. You got a docket?
I don't. That's why I'm just freestyling.
All right, cool. Because, I don't really either. Like, I got a couple joints in the tuck, but nothing crazy for real, but.
Hey, well, since I'm still heaving like Jordan Poole from half court.
From
the logo. Yeah, tell me about we talked about leadership. We talked about leadership styles. Let's really get into some negativity. I know that sounds dark, but how do we manage, you know, negativity? How do we manage ambiguity? How do we manage not having the bandwidth sometimes to necessarily see the positive in certain people, certain situations, or just what people go through in life? Reason I asked this, I was having an off-mic conversation with somebody. I promise I won't name this person or anything, but I was just trying to tell him, like, he's been going through a lot lately. I can tell he's been weighing on his mental. I can tell that he's been unhappy as of late. And I told him, I'm like, bro, you're great. Whether you know it or not, whether people tell you that on the daily or not, bro, you're great. So when I see you post on social media, that makes me get on my shit and be like, damn, this person posted, he's not giving up on his dream. Let me go ahead and open my laptop. And then I kind of feel guilty. Let me go ahead and start working on my podcast, or let me reformat my resume. I really be submitting applications out here. I should be wanting to strive better. But sometimes, like, it takes that one person or that one instance for you to be like, damn, if he's still going, then that tells me I need to keep going too. I need to go harder. And so, yeah, I was just having that conversation with him. I'm like, bro, you're a phenomenal being, whether somebody tells you that or not on the daily. Everybody has their own constant battles of what they're going through. And so that's why I said negativity, because life is also about that too. It's how to balance. It's how to manage through the darkest times. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is fighting their own battles, their own struggles, and it can be depressing to a point, right? And everybody copes and forms with depression different. But yeah, my question to you is how, as people, how do we balance that? You know, like, it's never easy. It's never easy at all.
Right. So I think, like, my initial thought, and I was actually kind of like, not battling this on my own, but like kind of just like, I've seen a couple videos that like speak specifically towards that. But I would say, like, my initial thought is to be open, like to be like open to receiving. And a lot of times, I've gone through this like personally in my life too, because you don't really understand life until, not even life, but you don't really understand like certain lessons at certain points in time until after the fact. Like, you know what I'm saying? We always say hindsight is 20/20. But I feel like a lot of times, like part of the reason why God may put you through certain tests and trials and tribulations to teach you whatever lessons is, yes, to prepare you for that blessing, but it's also to prepare you for, you know what I'm saying, that one or two things that you might not like about whatever blessing is coming, so that you know how to handle it. Amen. So it's like being open to all aspects of whatever it can be, whatever possibilities may come to you, whatever trials may come to you, it's always going to be positive and negative. But the more you know how to open up and just kind of like, not even like shrug it off, but like positively deal with it and like take the good out of it, managing ambiguity, managing expectations, the more you know how to do that about the negative, the better off you'll be when it comes to this thing called life.
Right. And it's also, you know, developing positive habits, right? Being in a positive headspace, I think that requires, you know, you practicing that, you know, and people talk about mental health a lot now and therapy. And bro, people don't go to therapy and get cured after one session. You have to put in the work outside of the therapy, you know what I'm saying? Like outside of that also. So I think it's really important to, you know what I'm saying? Go out, get some fresh air. You know what I'm saying? Self-love, self-care, because that is the best love and best care. So I think just kind of balancing out your lifestyle and implementing some positive change, some positive actions, that can change your whole perspective and whole mindset on life. So every situation that we go through is temporary, if you ask me, bro. Like, you're either going to overcome it or you're going to let that situation become your reality each and every day. And it's like, do you sit here and harp on it or do you be proactive and do something about it?
See, that's one of the things that I learned. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
No, no, you're good. You're good.
I was going to say, that's one thing that I did learn early is just the fact that, like, your world now, you know what I'm saying? Your perspective now isn't your forever. Mm-hmm. So, like, living in the now is definitely a very important thing, but you have to understand too that it won't look like this 6 months or, you know what I'm saying, down the line, a year, 5 years down the line.
Even tomorrow, bro.
Exactly. You're harping on that. It won't really do you any justice. And so learning that and being able to internalize that is a very important thing.
Mm-hmm. And so we look at the past, you know, and as 2020, at least I do. I look at it with 2020 vision because I can learn from my mistakes, learn what I could have did differently, but I don't regret anything I've done to this point. And so those experiences have shaped and molded me to the individual that I am today. And just like it has for everybody out there listening, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure y'all have been through some, whether it was depressing or positive or life-changing, life-altering shit. Like, it happens. It happens to all of us. But all we can do is be present in the moment, be the best we can each and every day. And we can only hope for the future, right? Everybody has these huge and big plans of what they plan on doing next week and tomorrow and 5 years from now. But the future is not promised. We can go tomorrow. We can go right now. So again, it's really just living in the moment, cherishing these moments, cherishing these memories with individuals and being happy. I think a lot of times we get caught up with the infatuation of money and materialistic societal things that really don't matter at the end of the day, because you can't take all that shit with you to the ground.
Oh, no, definitely. You came in this world naked and alone.
You're going to die that way. And it's sad to say it that way, but that's just the, you know, truth. Honesty of it. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. So I think, bro, you know, it's all about being happy at the end of the day. So you can have somebody that's making 20K a year, but if they're living the best years of their life, if that's what really makes them happy, then why take away from that person's happiness? You know what I'm saying? Like, again, it's more than just money. You know what I'm saying? It's more than just a nominal fee that people always subscribe and think about. But good banter.
Nah, for real. Nah, you got some good points. I like that nominal fee. That's definitely key for real.
Mm-hmm. I kind of toss things to you, bro. You know, I've kind of been heavy on the first couple topics, so I'll go ahead and pass the ball to you, man, and see what you got.
Let's see. I mean, really, I guess we can definitely shift gears and get this playoff talk off.
Okay. You know
what I'm saying? We can shed some light on that. I'm actually like, I'm not going to say I'm upset because, you know what I'm saying, it's just a game. But shit was really pissing me off last night. I don't know if you was watching the game, but I stopped watching, like, you know what I'm saying, when it was like 5 minutes left in the fourth, because it was just like,
it was curtain.
The refs was trash. This is probably the best series that I've seen that I've watched in a minute. But I still got the Celtics. And I know they're back in Boston, right?
Thursday they're back in Boston.
Thursday. So I'm excited. I know last week you said whoever won that last game was possibly gonna take the series, but it's been a battle, bro. Like, and they've been going back and forth. Like, both teams obviously have pieces, you know what I'm saying? Steph, Wardell, man, fucking Clay, to Draymond, to whoever you want to name. The off the bench and on the bench, they go crazy, right? The pieces, the locomotive is moving always, every piece. But I do think that, you know what I'm saying, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, like, they've been giving it up crazy. Like, they've been going nuts. Like, those, and I would say Al Horford too, not really, but like, his presence is kind of felt. But yeah, no, I think it's definitely been a great series. I think If they hold it out, if they win this next one in Boston, that last one, that boy,
hey man. In addition to what you're saying, I wouldn't mind seeing a game seven. That's the greatest phrase in sports, if you ask me. A game seven.
Yeah.
So I would be elated as a basketball fanatic. I would love to see that. As far as my take on how the series has been. Tatum hasn't been showing up like that, bro. I'm gonna be honest. Like, he'll have his 30 points, but that 30 points doesn't matter when it comes to if it results in a loss, if that makes sense. Last game, he had his sporadic moments where he scored six straight and, you know, he hit the step back three, all that stuff. It's cute. But like in the moments where it matters, he's either sitting down or he kind of shies away from the ball. And I've just been trying to understand and wrap my head around, why is he doing that? Like, you're supposed to be aggressive. Take it to the rack. You're 6'7", 6'8". You know what I'm saying? If you got Curry guarding you, you take him to the paint every single time. You punish him.
Yeah.
It's like, another thing that I've noticed about the Celtics this series, Jaylen Brown might be their most consistent and efficient and best player.
Yeah, that's what I've been.
I gave a lot of gratitude to Tatum coming into the series, and he's still a phenomenal player. Nothing to take away from him.
Of course.
He just has a lot of growth and development to do. When it comes to his bag on the offensive end. Defensive end, I mean, when you're 6'8", all you really got to do is put a hand up, honestly, and stay with your man. It's not that hard, if you ask me.
No, that's it.
But, I mean, ultimately, bro, I feel like the momentum has shifted into Golden State's favor, right? Like, it was at one point in time, a couple games ago, Draymond was looking lost in Boston. Like, he didn't even know how to touch the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Now you let a lot of these players, like the Jordan Poole, Gary Payton II, you've gotten them feeling confident now. And yeah, when it comes to this next game, bro, it could be wraps. It really could be wraps. It's going to be a tough crowd in Boston. We know how egregious and disrespectful they get.
Yeah.
But I think this can possibly be Steph Curry's moment for finals MVP, right? He's been playing sensational. Last game, he didn't have the best one. He missed all his threes.
Yeah, like what, 14?
Yeah, he had like 14 or 16 points, but that doesn't take away from the work he's put in those prior four games before. And so this could be his moment, man. Like, this can be his Kodak moment of becoming finals MVP, beating them in TD Garden. This could be the icing on the cake.
Let me drop a stat for you, though. Jason Tatum is 4-1 in game sevens. The only person that he has lost to
was Bron.
Obese. So I understand this is his first facing, you know what I'm saying, Steph and the Warriors in the game, in the finals. But if it goes to a game seven, that's his realm. Yeah. Tatum, that's his realm.
Hey, Tatum, so, if you listen to Tatum, I want you to show up and show out. You know what I'm saying? I would love the upset, not because I like the city of Boston, but right. No disrespect, but it's just like, I love all the brothers on that team, like from the Al Horfords, JB, Marcus Smart. They're hard, scrappy players. And even the coach, right? I would love to see a black coach win. So I'm all for it, but it's really, can they all consistently put together a great game plan and win not only game six, but game seven? But they can't even look ahead. They got to win this game at the Garden on Thursday.
Exactly. That's the kicker. And really, like, when you said that, it's like winning two straight on the Warriors in the finals.
My boy.
That's shit. that's crazy. That's one of them. That's a new accomplishment. That's a new accolade if he does that. I'm excited to see, though. It's been a very, very good series. Like, I'm tired of watching teams get blown out by 40, you know what I'm saying, in the playoffs. Like, that shit is so boring to watch. Like, why? Come on, man.
They said Jordan Poole plays like it's students versus teachers.
Hey, now, for them buzzer beaters that you've been hitting, I'm like, bro, you're even from the logo. Come on, dog.
I know you've been seeing the video when I think he was talking to Iguodala, and they was chopping it up on the sideline, that he pointed at Shorty, and he started sticking his tongue out. I don't know if you've seen that clip.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Yeah. I see. And he been getting his shit off. He's talking his shit. That's funny. But yeah, nah, let me see. That's all I already have for you know, saying sports playoffs. Well, not sports. Did you see Mayweather?
No, I didn't. Tell me about that.
He was inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame this past week.
Round of applause.
Yeah. He definitely and I feel like it's very, very deserving.
Yeah.
Very deserving. Because I feel like he's in that conversation of top 10 boxers ever. Yeah.
Bro, I've watched a lot of boxers in my lifetime, and I'm not even trying to sound like an OG because I wasn't born in the 70s, 80s.
Right, right.
Around for the era of Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I can definitely speak for the past at least 15, 16, 17 years of boxing, bro. And you'll only see Floyd Mayweather one time. When I tell you he's the best defensive fighter I've ever seen, bro, it's literally nothing you can do.
In my opinion.
He picks you apart. He's surgical. And so, what is he, 51, 52-0 or something like that all the time?
Yeah,
like, who's beating that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, like, now we're seeing the likeness of Gervonta Davis. I know he's still undefeated. His knockout the other week was crazy. So,
crazy.
I do like where boxing is as far as, like, the younger generation trying to carry that torch. But, on Mayweather, man, I think it's well-deserving, right? His resume speaks for itself. You know, some of us, of course, we would want to see – We would have liked to see Pacquiao and him fight a little bit earlier in their career, but at the end of the day, I'm still okay with what he did for the game, man. So,
definitely, you know what I'm saying? Kudos, round of applause to him. I feel like any recognition that a black man gets as, you know what I'm saying, being the 1% of the 1% in whatever you do, it should be celebrated. I think it took a while. Because maybe he should have been inducted a little bit earlier. But because I've been hearing, you know what I'm saying, talks about that, like why it took so long and what, you know what I'm saying, what debate was being had in terms of how or what, I guess, statistics put you into that bracket of being, you know what I'm saying, voted into the Hall of Fame. But I definitely do think it's worth it for sure. Not worth it, but like it's definitely warranted.
Right.
Like you said, one of the best defensive fighter. So easy, but what's up?
Go ahead. No, I was gonna say, bro, if we're talking about recognition for black men, I think we forgot to talk about this a couple weeks back. LeBron is he's a billionaire.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that. Facts.
And he becomes the first active NBA player to become a billionaire. So he deserves his gratitude and flowers for that. And also, recently, Tiger Woods just became a billionaire as well.
Yep. Honestly, bro, the legacy that is Tiger Woods, that shit is going to go crazy because I don't know if you watch for real, but his son is like 12 and he's already beating like, you know what I'm saying, vets in PGA tours, green jacket tours, like 12 years old, you know what I'm saying? And you going birdie on a par four. As a 12-year-old, that shit is crazy. That shit is like
crazy. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, that shit is highly unheard of. But that shit's amazing. And definitely shout out to LeBron too, because he's the first, right?
He's not the first NBA billionaire. You know, MJ,
first black.
But as far as first active athlete, LeBron.
I got you. Okay. Smooth. Definitely.
Athlete in the sport.
But what I was gonna say is, are you an avid watcher of like the new age boxers? Like, you know what I'm saying? I know you watch Gervonta, but like, I was just gonna ask you who you think is next or a good next fight for Gervonta? Because they're talking about Ryan Garcia, or are they talking about Devin Haney? I don't know if you know
who they are. Yeah, I mean, honestly, either one of those gentlemen, I feel like that would be a phenomenal match to see. I think them, the likeness of Tyson Fury, he's retired, but he was one of those heavyweights for me. You know, like, we've never really had that heavyweight since Mike, but he's, you know, right. Fury has been dominant, and so dominant to the point where he retired. I don't know, he'll probably come back out of retirement, but, you know, Deontay Wilder, a lot of people were on that, I don't even want to say bandwagon, but, you know, he's had an illustrious career also, not to take away from him, but again, he can't beat, you know, the giant. So, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know every boxer that's active right now, but I think, you know, the two gentlemen that you named for Gervonta, I think that would be a good matchup.
I'm definitely interested. I feel like I don't want to like jinx it, but Tank is a very, very good fighter. And for the reason that like he's brought up the way he's brought up. And like I remember I was watching one of his interviews and he was like, yeah, like I like to get hit first just to see what your hitting power is like what you can do, you know what I'm saying? And for that reason, I feel like it makes him a very, very different fighter just because, you know what I'm saying? One, people don't want to get touched. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's just first and foremost. You don't want to get hit. But like if you can do that and still like, you know what I'm saying, okay, let's stick and move now. Let's actually get the fight in. Like that makes a different mindset in the ring, especially when you go in 12 rounds, you know what I'm saying, 6 minute rounds, whatever.
I just forgot. What's his name? Nico Walsh Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad Ali's grandson. He's still early in his career, but he's undefeated so far. And I've been able to, you know, watch I think it's like 3 or 4 matches of his. And mm-hmm. they've been knockouts, bro. So he's on the upcoming also. So look out for Nico Ali.
He's a
boxer also. He's still very young in his career, but I don't know. I don't know if you ever seen those top ranked boxing at ESPN. Those come on 11, 10 o'clock sometimes. Like tune in because mm-hmm. he be on there fighting, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm already knowing. I mean, you got Ali in your name. Come on.
Right.
If not, the shoes you trying to fill, you know what I'm saying? You definitely know something. I know you do. But yeah, I think that was pretty much it that I had for sports for real. Just kudos to those brothers. Let me see. You want to get into some music or you want to start up? What you got going on? I've been cooking. I'm gonna pass you the rock. I'm an ISO.
You gonna pass it back?
Yeah.
I'm going to pump fake, dribble it one time, pass it back to you.
I'm going to hit a little, and then I'm going to go for the, can we get into this again? Because we was talking about it on the live, but I need to know. You really not going to take her last name? Did she ask nicely?
Introduce the topic.
All right. So. Let's say, you know what I'm saying, you and your queen, you and your king, well, not even, yeah, not the king, but you and your queen, you know what I'm saying, y'all been rocking for a minute, and y'all decide to get married, y'all decide to take that extra step, and she says, how do you feel about taking her last name? And if she has a good reason, right, and the reason being, she's a doctor, okay? She has a doctor degree. She got the doctorate before y'all even thought about getting married. So on her doctorate degree is her maiden name. And you know what I'm saying, getting married, obviously there's that big thing normally that the woman assumes the man's last name to assimilate into his family order, into his legacy. So if she was like, yeah, I just don't want to change my name on my doctorate degree, so how about you take my last name? Are you going or are you not rolling?
With all due respect, I'm not rolling. And and I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I totally get it. When it comes to something of that magnitude of being a doctor and going to school for X amount of years and really getting into the field you want to, that takes a lot of hard work, dedication, consistency. But I'm a firm believer of you can do what you want with your last name. So if you want to have your hyphenated last name, be my guest. But why should I change my last name because you became a doctor or whatever it is? Like, and maybe I'm just old fashioned in that thinking because, again, who made that rule up? Or I don't even know where that stemmed from of, you know, once you marry somebody, you take on their last name. And
well, so it's just the patriarch of it. That's it's just the patriarch. Like, it's been like since forever, you know what I'm saying? It's been that like that overarching male dominant role, that gender role that has just been placed on men to be the provider, to be the strength, to be the backbone, whatever, like to keep the family order. Just like how when y'all move in, do you move in with her or does she move in with you?
I think it just varies on that situation. I've seen it happen both times.
No, no doubt.
Directly, but
The newer age, they'll say either or. But you know what I'm saying? For those baby boomers and for like our parents' generation, it was always the woman moves in with the man and the woman takes the man's last name. That's just what it has been. Now, I don't know who said that, but you know what I'm saying? They drilled that into the culture.
Listen, if Shorty owns a planet, I'm changing my last name to Jupiter or whatever planet she owns.
You know what I'm saying? it gotta be extenuating in certain circumstances, is what you're saying. Like, for that to happen, because is that pushing the goalpost?
I don't think that's pushing the goalpost. If you own a planet versus if you just got your doctorate degree, like I'm not trying to downplay the degree. You know what I'm saying? All due respect, like I commend you and everything. I'm gonna shower you with love, shower you with blessings and everything else. But right. I don't think that's just enough for me to just, okay, now she has a white coat. Now I'm about to change my last name. Like that's not me. That's not me. But somebody out there, they might do that. You know what I'm saying? If you want to
listen, I'm not saying I'm gonna do it because she got a white coat now, because that shit ain't impressing me for real. The white coat, like, yeah, you got a doctor and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're smart as hell. Kudos to you, queen, you know what I'm saying, for leveling up your education and doing what you wanted to do in life. But all I'm saying is, I'll do it. It'd be very, very, very hard for me to swallow my pride and take your last name for real. It'd have to be a conversation. But, like, maybe I'll do it as long as, you know what I'm saying, I have one stipulation, and that is that my legacy, meaning my kids, take my last name. That's the only thing that I care about. That's the only thing, not necessarily the only thing, but that's the most important thing to me when it comes to, if you're going to ask me that type of question. And maybe I hyphenate. Who knows? Depending on if your name, what your name is like. If your name look good on my name, then maybe, but my kids have to take
you're
me.
Hell. They
have
to take you know that. Name. You're hell.
They got to. Because think about, like, I just feel like, for one, yeah, like it doesn't matter, like, you know what I'm saying, what the name looks like, I guess, per se. But in the long run, that's how I become immortal. In the long run, and when I say I do mean the family unit, you know what I'm saying? Because you assimilate into me more or less, regardless of the name. But it's like, in order for my legacy to continue, for, you know what I'm saying, that generational wealth to be passed on and so on and so forth, it's like, yeah, nah, you got to have my last name, son, or daughter,
but look,
whatever it is.
You stupid, man. What if, I mean, okay, what if y'all don't have kids?
See, that would be a deal breaker. Why don't we? Because me, I want to continue mine. Like, God willing, I want to continue mine. Yeah.
So when you meet a partner, or when you're dating somebody, that's one of the conversations that comes up, right?
Definitely.
Carrying that lineage, continuing your blood, right? Your bloodline. And so if she don't want to have kids, you out?
So that's hard. Because if I feel like this is my person, like, you know what I'm saying, we just click on every level, like, I feel like she's godsend, that would be a very, very hard thing for me to do. So there's multiple ways. Like, maybe you don't want to have kids because you don't want to put your body through that as a woman. And I understand that, you know what I'm saying? We talk about, you know what I'm saying, all the time, your body, your choice. But can we adopt? Can we, you know what I'm saying, do something? Because that's the most important thing, I feel like, as a man, is for me to get to where I need to go in life and to be able to pass that down to somebody. And that's how the legacy is continued. That's how my likeness is still on this planet when I go. So yeah, no, that's definitely a big thing for me. Like, if it's just a no-go and you can't provide me with a good enough reason, I'm most likely out of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna give you pushback. I'm gonna be devil's advocate on this one. So some would say, no, why would I bring a kid in this world with all the violence, the negativity, the calamity, just all of the bad that comes with the world? It's a lot of good in carrying the name, but again, it's school shootings, it's a mass shootings happening. There's a tons of factors that you have no control over. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to this world. So once you bring somebody new, especially in this day and age, I feel like that looks a lot different than it did 20, 30 years ago, right? Like, not saying that it was any better, any worse, but these are things that you have to take in consideration when you're bringing new life into this world.
No, for sure. So, I mean, for one, I would say I'm not a parent, obviously, but I feel like as a parent, you should know, one, you can't protect your babies from everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, there are things that you can avoid. Yes, there are things that you can educate them on, and, you know what I'm saying, tailor their movements and their perspective to, you know what I'm saying, and not even like make them into a specific person, but you would hope that, you know what I'm saying, whatever you teach them sticks with them long enough to where they do, you know what I'm saying, avoid and move with purpose and all the things that we normally preach. But at the same time too, like, I do understand that this world now is a scary place to be. And especially as Black people, especially as us, it is not safe at all. But I don't know if that's the right perspective to have, because if we being honest, do we ever see this world being a lot better than what it is now?
Maybe not in our lifetime, but
maybe not in our lifetime.
Maybe in about 100 or 200 years if the earth is
so. With that being said, are we going to stop having babies for 100 and 120 years?
No, but I'm not saying that. Again, some people just subscribe to the theory of I don't want to have children, and it's not a you thing, it's a me thing. Like, I just don't want to have kids. You know, I don't. And some people just don't have the desire to do that. Let me preface that. Like, I want to have a family in the whole nine yards. Like, that's what I want to do, God willing. You know what I'm saying? But some people definitely subscribe to, no, I don't want to bring a world or a kid in this crazy ass world. And not only that, I just don't have any desire or happiness with bringing a child in this world. And that's totally okay, because that's your own, you're entitled to your own thoughts. You're entitled to your own ideas. You're entitled to your own feelings.
To that, I would say, I agree. I don't want to bring one in the world right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't, right this instant. No, I can wait. I can definitely wait. But then we get on the path of like, okay, how long is too long? Because one, we know that women do, you know what I'm saying, run on this internal clock. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we aren't shooting blanks until we 70, 80 years old, but that is cut down into half the time for women. You know what I mean? Like, they can't necessarily have babies, or it not even can't, but it'll be more of a risk for them health-wise if they do have babies later on in their life. So then it's like, we really got to be real with ourselves and how life is going, because, yeah, this world is a fucked up place right now, and it's a scary thing to bring a child into this world. But considering I'm 26, considering she may be 28, 29, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You on a ticking time bomb, you feel me?
I like how you got to throw the older age in there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she might be on a different time frame than me. So we got to take all things in consideration and be real with it. If you want kids at a certain point, you can't wait too long. Yeah. And this is what it is, despite what this world looks like. If you ever want that, you can't wait too long. And you just kind of have to, like I said, hopefully the things that you teach and you mold into that child sticks with them long enough that they live long enough to reap the benefits and spoils out of life. So it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, each one, you know what I'm saying, everybody has their own prerogative, their own perspective. But as a partnership, as a team, that's going to be one of the ones where that's going to be a conversation, a long conversation.
Yeah.
But now, like I said, I can wait. Trust me, I can wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's funny.
I mean, we can pivot a little bit. I like that conversation, though. We can get into some music a little bit. I don't have too much on music. I just know SZA dropped that deluxe, and it was nothing but heaven to my ears. I listened back to it a few times. You haven't heard it? Oh, you should cancel right now. Hashtag cancel Scott.
No.
I'm going to start the thread right now on Twitter. I'm about to start that.
Nah, for real. Yeah, cancel me, because I've been asleep. Like, I told you, I've been busy as fuck, but I do need to, because it's a couple joints that I know that are coming and that I know that I've already dropped that I haven't had a chance to really delve into. But
yo, this is mad random. This has nothing to do with anything, but exactly. The first thing when I clicked on Twitter, there's snow in Mexico City right now. We're in June. Is that right? They don't have snow around this time.
No, they don't. And that's real close to the equator, low key. Like you not far from the heat. So I don't know, because where I'm at is hot as shit.
Where you at?
So yeah, I don't know. No, that's a little worrisome.
It feels like toenails out here.
Oh, I'm already knowing. Yeah, I've been hearing about it. Okay, so wait, what's your favorite joint on the deluxe so far?
Honestly, bro, I really like 2 a.m. And that's the first one, the first track. She remixed, not even remixed, but utilized the sample of, I want to say that was Party Next Door song, and Drake, Come and See Me Again. You know what I'm talking about?
Or, yeah.
Yeah, she redid that, or whatever she did to it. She dressed it up and made it real because I like it. I really like it.
Okay.
The track, Tread Carefully and Awkward, love that also. So she did her thing, bro. And I think I did see a tweet by her saying music from 2016, 2017, that's not new. Because a lot of people were saying new SZA, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess she's considering these tracks old, but these are new to the world, though.
Right.
So has to understand that. But I have nothing bad to say about it. Did a well, phenomenal, illustrious, all that job on this new, not even new project, but on the old new project, if that makes sense.
This is, Control is probably one of my favorite Solana joints ever. You know what I'm saying? And I know her discography isn't that extensive, but I always go back to Control. Like Gogina, Drew Barrymore, like them is.
It's a classic. Let's call a spade a spade. It's a classic.
No doubt, for sure. But okay, I'm gonna jump into that tonight. See what she got going on. Let me see. So you know, JID is dropping. Well, he dropped a freestyle, but he alluded to working on a project that's supposed to come at the end of summer. And then Brent dropped a snippet. I don't know if you heard that, but everybody been going crazy about that shit because City Boy is gonna be up. I'm talking about very toxic behavior.
You don't want me to be honest.
Tell me what's up. Come on.
I'm not gonna do it this week.
Let's talk about it, King.
I'm leading with love. I'm not doing that.
Oh my God.
I might say that for next week's pod.
Listen, I feel like I can't remember what it's called, but he did drop the name of it with the snippet that he dropped. But that is an album. Looking forward to. And then of course, you said we talked about CB and Lil Baby.
That's the tour, and CB's album comes out next week, next Friday.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know if you've seen his YouTube video. What is it called? Let me go to it. He dropped, I think it was the first song off the album, Wheels Fall Off. He has from the Batcave performance that he put on YouTube or whatever. It's about 2 or 3 minutes long, and he just pretty much vocalizing and talking about the whole song. So
gotcha. Okay, interesting. Oh, and Brent's project is called Wasteland.
Got you.
So
did you listen to that Vori? You still haven't listened
to
that?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Oh my God. Man. Why is nobody talking about this album, Lost Souls?
Yeah, nah, that shit. Oh my God. When I listen to it, I literally had to sit here in an abyss. I had the blue light on. It was dark. I had it on both speakers. I could play like both speakers at the same time, make it louder. Bro, the joint with Landstrip Chip, crazy. Yeah. The first one, like Lost Souls, crazy. Mind Games.
Happy Birthday to You. CWR Interlude. IGS,
crazy, bro. Nah, it's some gems on this motherfucker for real. It's definitely some gems. I'm not even a big fan of Nav for real, but I'm going to legend say Do Not Disturb is probably like top five on the album.
I did like that.
I give him that, but nah, yeah, that joint is crazy. Let me see.
I'm still listening to the Aaron Ray, Hello Poison. I don't know if you had a chance to take a gander at that.
I did. It was decent to me, bro. Like, I'm not gonna say like the replay value is crazy. Like, it's definitely some joints on there that I might go back to. Like, if I'm just vibing in the car, you know what I'm saying, driving down Sunset, whatever. Like, it's a couple of them, but like the whole project, I can't say I'm gonna go back to it. Bro. I don't know. This one just didn't hit. It didn't hit like the other Aaron Ray did, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm on Gilligan. Maybe I'm on Gilligan. I don't know. But it's cool. It's all right. It's all right. Let me see. What else have I? What else have you been listening to, though? Old or new?
Honestly, bro, you know I'm a big advocate of playlists, so. You know, yeah. I have my Mr. Bitches playlist. I got my Hemothy playlist. If you have me on Apple Music, you already know what time it is. Y'all see, yeah. Y'all see. I see, you know, my friends listen to it already. So I appreciate y'all. But I really just dive into different playlists. So I know Gold Bottle Don, shout out to Amari. He made a Pharrell versus Everybody playlist. Mm-hmm. You have your playlist I tap into sometimes. Tevin, Smooth Lush.
Yeah.
Shout out Evan J. He has his own playlist also. T, shout out T. So it's a few different friends that I go to for playlists because they be putting me on records just through their playlists.
Yeah, T has put me on to some shit for real, for real. Like, his playlists are very, like, wide variety of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
crazy, bro. I'd be like, how do you find this type of shit, man? But, nah, I definitely fuck with it. I don't know if you heard, Alex Isley has a new single out called We Are One. Join us. Mm-hmm.
Bro, I heard she's actually going on tour soon. I heard the tickets are not egregious. So whenever she comes out to Atlanta, I definitely want to see her. I think it's like September or something like that. But I definitely want to see her. I don't care what y'all say. Yeah, I canceled Sabrina, but she's uncanceled. she has a concert coming soon here. I think those tickets are not crazy either. So there's a few R&B acts that I'm willing to go outside to see. The only concert I told you that I'm really crazy about, quote unquote, will probably be the Chris Brown and Lil Baby, just because of the atmosphere, just because of the excitement, the ladies. It's a multitude of things of why I want to go there.
No, I got you. I'm with it. I don't know if there's any concerts that I'm really looking forward to.
Bad Bunny.
Your hell.
Am I?
Your hell.
I don't think I am. I really don't think I am.
Why you say it right then like that?
No, that's the concert I want to go to, actually.
That is fucking funny.
Yo, Bad Bunny, if you listen to the pod, send the bro chili or something.
Send us some tickets. Send us some whatever. Send us some
merch. Por favor.
Come on with it.
How do you say expeditiously in Spanish?
Honestly, I don't know. I know you ahora, right now. Oh, I don't know what expeditiously translates it to, but yeah, ahora, come on, I need them. Let me see. So I've been listening to the same shit too. Like you said, playlists always go crazy. I'm still stuck on that Kendrick, you know. Still stuck on that Vince Staples. But yeah, it's just like usual suspects. I've been going back and forth about it. But we're gonna see. Let me see. Do we care about the Diddy interview? He did an interview with Carisha, I think, one of the City Girls. It's been like going crazy in the media. People been chopping it up. She asked him if he was toxic. I don't know if you've seen that clip. But okay, so since you haven't seen it, I'll hold off on it. If you decide to watch it, let me know.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of told you this, man. I just feel like with our generation, if I had to like, I'm trying to give you the best example. If it was a club, it's just certain areas of the club I'm not going to. You know what I mean? I got my little lounge here in the corner. I got my hookah. I got you in the section. A couple of the bros. We got some ladies. You know, we're enjoying ourselves, having an extravagant time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We may get up to just ask for more drinks, or we may just go to the restroom. But everything else on that side, we're cool on. So when it comes to like City Girls and all that stuff, no disrespect. I'm just like,
I mean, nah.
It's not just my side of the club.
That realm, yeah. It gets a little freaky over here.
I know you're all about love, but it's like, why are you even giving that any attention? Why?
press run is my only guess.
Yeah.
That's really my only guess. And maybe he got something dropping. So you know how that go. Whenever you got something dropping, the usual
it's a rollout
come out and Bogart the conversation basically just to get that media, get that press coverage. That's the only thing that I could really think of. But yeah, I do want to say this real quick. The Nasty Award for this week, I will say definitely goes to Kevin Gates. I don't know if you heard the freestyle. We're not going to get into it. But it's nasty. He came for a couple women that I feel like he didn't even come for, like in a sexual way. Like,
did him and Andrika Gates break up? Because I seen.
Okay, I'll give you this, right? They broke up, and it sounds like she left him for her trainer. And then he made a track about it. And in that track, he exposed all their dirt or whatever. And then he also exposed which women in which celebrity women that he would love to put something somewhere.
It always be the trainers. Like, no disrespect, yeah. It always be them ones. Like, they be, I feel like low-key some of them be plotting.
Got to.
You doing push-ups with one hand and your pinky toe, and then when it comes to, like, when it comes to the smoke, when somebody just stab, all them workouts didn't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Nathan.
Let me stop being silly, though. Let me stop being silly. That's great. Yeah. If this is true, then, I mean, hey, thoughts and prayers, I guess, right?
Listen to the song. We'll talk about it off air, but listen to the song and tell me how you feel about it. Because, bro, it's interesting. And I had to listen to it a couple times, but yeah. And I'm not really the biggest Kevin Gates fan, but whatever he got going on, I hope he deals with those demons. I do. Mm. Prayers to you, King. But yeah, off that, what else you got on the docket? What else you got going on?
That was really it with my docket, bro. I had two topics.
Yeah,
we were able to extend this as long as we could. So,
yeah, I'm pretty much done. Actually, hold on. So I did find this. Well, nah, we'll say that for next week. I don't want to end on a disheartening. We can stay there. We'll say that for next week.
All right. Great episode as always, man. I appreciate the banter. I appreciate the perspective, the weightiness from you as always. So it's been a pleasure, bro.
As well, man. You know, it's always a decompression, always a safe space, always a fun time chopping it up with my brother. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate the first timers.
The last timers.
And the in-betweeners for coming back week after week. You know what I'm saying? Just engaging in the conversation with us and entertaining our bullshit for real.
Right. You know where to find us. Same time, same place. Yes, sir. On all streaming platforms, anywhere you can listen to a podcast.
Thirsty. Shit. On that note, we kick shit like that, man. Till next week. Bro, chilling out.